produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage. My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Great evening, great afternoon, great day to all of you across the world. This is Coach Terry on Josie's Inspirational Radio Network, USA World. Coach Terry is your host, that is me, with Your Wealth is Your Wellness. Hello, everyone. Hello. It's always so good to be here with all of you as we talk about Your Wealth is Your Wellness. I remember us talking about the different components of wellness, and we got into family and building relationships with family. But I wanted to take a little turn today, this afternoon, this evening, this morning, to talk about domestic violence awareness. And a lot of people don't like to talk about those things, but I want to talk about it in reference to those who have experienced it, those that know others that are being abused physically, emotionally, and how they are coping. What is their coping mechanism? And I hope it is the Lord. And I hope that it is to take care of themselves and be safe and trust the process that the Lord has in place. And so before we get into discussing and collaborating about domestic violence awareness, I really wanted to share some facts with all of you about this from the National Statistics of Domestic Violence. And there are some alarming statistics, so I'm just going to forewarn you, if you're in a place where you're listening but you're multitasking, or you know, you're somewhere doing something where you may not think this actual broadcast is going to disturb you, it may. But we are going to go into prayer, and we are going to help those who want to be helped by leading them to the Word of God. So with that, on an average, nearly 20 people per minute are physically abused by an intimate partner in the United States. During 1 year, this equates to more than 10 million women and men who would have been physically abused by an intimate partner. Now that's in the United States. One in four women and one in nine men experience severe intimate partner violence, that is physical. There's been some sexual violence and even some stalking involved with that. One in four women and one in seven men have been victims of beating, burning, strangling by an intimate partner in their lifetime. On a typical day, there are more than 20,000 phone calls placed to domestic violence hotlines across the world. Women between the ages of 18 and 24 are most commonly abused by an intimate partner. 19% of domestic violence involves a weapon, and only 34% of people who are injured by an intimate partner receive medical care for their injuries. So let's pray. You know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just ask you to really help us help others. We're asking you to continue to pour into us, Lord, if we are witnesses or have been told of such abuse by a friend, family member, sibling, coworker, stranger that may be crying out for help. And Lord, we know that the very first place that we need to go is for us to ask you to give us strength and give us direction how to get out of these situations and how to be safe. However, I do have a gut feeling and in my spirit that the Lord actually forewarns us about certain relationships that we become involved, and there are red flags and there are signs that most of us ignore. So Lord, we just come to you to continue to give us spiritual wisdom and spiritual strength so that we don't have to be a part of these statistics. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So as I decided to do this broadcast today and host this on Your Wealth is Your Wellness, I really wanted to be able to share some scripture that could help and or relieve us all and empower us and inspire us to make good choices and make good decisions. I think the number one thing that someone that has experienced some type of domestic abuse is to get help and to get out. And so there's a scripture that I want to read to you that I believe will help. And I think the more and more that we read scripture and that we study scripture, the better it will be. So first of all, in Colossians 3:19, you know, God says, husbands, love your wives and do not be harsh with them. Husbands, love your wives and do not be harsh with them. And so if you have a significant other, you have a fiance, you're about to spend the rest of your life with someone, it's going to be a ceremony and a contract that's covered by God. God is saying, husbands, love your wives and do not be harsh with them. In Psalms 11:5, it says, the Lord tests the righteous, but his soul hates the wicked and the one who loves violence. I truly believe that if we start to go through counseling, some call it premarital counseling, relationship counseling, you know, with our spiritual church or where we go and worship the Lord. And I say as a coach, get that counseling for at least a year before you do take that next step to marry. And I do believe that it's helpful because it's a part of balance, it's a part of wellness, it's a part of your self-love, and it's a part of your self-care. It's an opportunity for a year to understand one another in the good, the bad, and the ugly, to discipline your disappointments, and to have coping mechanisms when it comes to those disappointments that are healthy, that are wealthy, and that are wise. In order to have a well-balanced and healthy marriage and or relationship. You know, as a coach, I'm black and white, no gray in between. I'll have to be absolutely authentically honest, as I always am, with you out there in the world. You know, one of the reasons why I've been a wellness coach for over 20 years now, my goodness, I think it is going on 20 years, is I went through some form of domestic violence, some place of disease. I was horribly disturbed by my divorce, and I went through a slight depression. And the only thing that brought me out of that was being still and trusting in the Lord. And He gave me a vision to help as many people that I can across the world, mostly women, but I have helped men overcome and get through any one of those four things that I mentioned. Domestic violence, divorce, disease, and then depression. One of the things that we failed to do as a couple was to get their premarital counseling. And honestly, I truly believe that had we done that, we may have made it. And there may not have been the abuse. I don't know. I do believe that the Lord told me that I wasn't ready for marriage at that time, and I did it anyway. It's a wonderful thing I love about God. He lets us make our own choices. He speaks to our heart. He gives us His holy word. He never leaves us alone. He never lets us go on our own. He's always there, even though we may feel alone, because He knows if we did not make the choice that He wanted us to make, He's still going to carry us. Those are His footprints in the sand. And He says, okay, my daughter, my son is going to have to go through. They're going to have to weather the storm. They're going to have to go through the fire. Like Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. They may feel a little pain, but they won't be scarred. They won't be burned. Because I have them. And so, when you go down that path that you've chosen to go down to, there are consequences. And unfortunately, they can be some consequences that are extremely disturbing and painful. And so, you know, across the world, October is a month where domestic violence awareness is emphasized. Breast cancer awareness is emphasized. And be it the fact that it is emphasized in that particular month, I believe it should be talked about more often because it's happening every minute. 20 people are affected or come against some form of domestic violence. So again, Colossians 3:19, husbands, love your wives and do not be harsh with them. So if you're listening on Your Wealth is Your Wellness, this is a wealth of information. This is a wealth of blessings that is going to bless you for making another choice, for making the best choice. So if you are in a situation right now where you're being physically, mentally, or emotionally abused by a spouse or significant other, and you are the one that is participating and giving the abuse, we're going to pray for you. God loves you. And I'm going to ask you to ask God for direction. Because you're a child of God as well. There may be something that you are coping with that's happened from a long time ago, and you haven't been able to get through it. You haven't even asked for help. And so the first thing you have to do is ask God to forgive you. And then you've got to forgive yourself. And then you've got to ask your partner to forgive you and start over. That's what I love about this life. If God gives you another day to have the breath of life, you can start over if you have not made the absolute best choices so far. And so in 2 Timothy 3, it says in verse 1, but understand this, that in the last days, there will come times of difficulty, for people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unpeaceable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having the appearance of godliness but denying its power. God says, avoid such people. That's Timothy 3, verses 1 through 8. Are you one of those people? And are you avoiding yourself because you don't want to face that you're one of those people? Just get on your knees and ask God to forgive you. He will turn it around for you. Trust me, He will turn it around for you. You know, I'll read it again. That's a lot that God shares in the scripture in 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 8. But understand this, that in the last days there will come times of difficulty, for people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unappeasable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, and having the appearance of godliness but denying its power. That is so powerful. It actually makes me emotional. God says, avoid such people. If that person is you, God will turn it around for you if you ask Him to. We are in the point of this world where there's a lot of abuse, a lot of conceit, a lot of people that are swollen with conceit. They're slanderous, they're arrogant, they're lovers of self and not lovers of God. And we need to pray for one another and pray for this world, because we're all physically, emotionally, and mentally being abused in some shape, way, or form. But if we keep being believers in God and Christ, there's power in numbers. And that's what He wants for us. He wants for us to love Him, seek Him, and ask for guidance, and to praise Him for doing so. Praising Him for doing so. When I think about 1 in 5 women, and 1 in 71 men in the U.S. that have been raped in their lifetime, it stuns me. That means if I were to walk into a room of women and we counted off by fives, the fifth woman of every group would have been raped in their lifetime. If we would have counted off for every 71st male in a room, they would have been raped in a lifetime. That's in the United States. And that's what's only been reported. Extremely alarming. We need to continue to pray for one another and lift each other up. We need to be able to help people cope through their disappointments, because so many of us carry those disappointments for years. One of my girlfriends who's a soulmate, whose soul rests in heaven now, I love you, Barbara, she always would say, hurt people, hurt people. And it's so true. As far as I'm concerned, the whole world is hurting in some shape, way, or form. And so we can hurt people with our words. We can hurt people with our hands. And we can hurt people with weapons. And we need to stop it. It needs to stop. And so we have to help people help themselves by giving them an opportunity to experience the Lord Jesus Christ. To help others. To serve. To make good choices. In Psalms 11:5, it says, the Lord tests the righteous, but His soul hates the wicked and the one who loves violence. So He's going to test us every single day. He does not. It says, actually, His soul hates the wicked and the one who loves violence. No one should want to be a part of that. Everyone should want to have God's unconditional love and blessings and favor. 1 Peter 3:7 says, likewise, husbands, live with your wives in an understanding way, showing honor to the woman as the weaker vessel, since they are heirs with you of the grace of life, so that your prayers may not be hindered This is powerful. Ooh, let's talk about this for a minute. Likewise, husbands, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7. Live with your wives in an understanding way, which means you and I, husband, are going to sit down and have a conversation. You and I, wife, are going to sit down and have a conversation. We're going to agree to disagree if we don't come to an agreement in this conversation. Does that make sense? Yes, says the wife. Yes, says the son. Well, I mean, yes, says the husband. What I want you all to get here is that having an adult, mature conversation before you start to have the conversation and have an agreement that in this conversation that we're having at this moment, we may not agree. But in the end, lovely one, you're my husband. In the end, you're my wife. And we promised God that we would love one another. And so we don't get to abuse one another with our words. We don't get to abuse one another with our hands or our fists. It's just non-negotiable. It's not accepted. And so with that being said, you know, we have to ensure with one another that we love one another. We're in love with one another because we love Christ. And before we start this conversation, husband, before we start to have this conversation, wife, as your husband, I'm going to lead us in prayer. If we did just that, we could be well in our marriages, in our life, and in Christ. So I read the statistics to you. I want to continue part two of our discussion on domestic violence, how it needs to stop. We do not need another person to be a part of the statistics. We need to work on having healthy relationships with our significant others, our husbands, our wives, and our partners. This is Coach Terry on Your Wealth is Your Wellness on Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett. Be well.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S., or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.